Hey everyone, welcome to our deep dive. We're going to be talking about deep venous valve reconstruction. So this is going to be really cool because it's something that I think can really make a difference for a lot of people out there who are experiencing things like leg swelling or ulcers or pain, things like that. So we're going to be looking at two sources today. The first one is the RAIN Center's website. They have a great page that describes deep venous valve reconstruction. And then the second source that we're going to be looking at is actually a research paper that was written by one of the RAIN Center's surgeons, Dr. Seshadri Raju. So he really knows his stuff, and we're excited to kind of dig into these two sources and figure out how deep venous valve reconstruction works and who it can help. So let's just jump right in. So the first thing that I noticed on the RAIN Center's website is that they list deep venous valve reconstruction as one of the procedures that they offer. And they specifically mention that it's for things like DVT, so blood clots, varicose veins, venous leg swelling, and venous leg ulcers. And I think that those are things that a lot of people listening can probably relate to,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
or have maybe even experienced themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's move on to the research paper, because that's where I think things get really interesting. So this paper by Dr. Raju really dives deep into the techniques and effectiveness of deep venous valve reconstruction. And one of the things that stood out to me is that he did a study, and the study involved 347 limbs.
Wow, that's impressive.
I know, right? It's like a lot of legs. So clearly they've done this a lot. And he found that the success rates were really impressive. They use different techniques depending on the patient's needs. So it sounds like they have a very personalized approach to deep venous valve reconstruction, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So they had a lot of different techniques. Can you tell me a little bit more about like the different types of techniques that they used?
Sure. So the website, the RAIN Center website, mentions internal valvuloplasty and external valvuloplasty. Have you ever heard of these terms?
I have, but I think you know for the layperson, it might be helpful
to
to
break it down a little bit.
break it down.
Yeah, definitely.
So what are those?
So internal valvuloplasty is basically when they go in and they actually work on the valve itself to tighten or reshape it. External valvuloplasty is a little bit different. They're working from the outside of the vein and they're reinforcing the structure around the valve. So it's kind of like if you have a shirt with a loose button, and instead of tightening the button, you're kind of like reinforcing the fabric around it to keep it from gaping open.
That's a really great analogy.
Thank you. I thought so too.
So they use an angioscope, which is like a little tiny camera they put inside the vein so that they can see what they're doing while they're repairing it. So they're not doing it blindly.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, they have a little
Yeah,
camera.
you don't want them just poking around in there.
Right, exactly. And sometimes, if the valve is just too far gone to repair, they'll make a whole new valve.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's called de novo valve reconstruction.
Wow, that's incredible.
And they usually take it from the saphenous vein, which is a vein in the leg, and it's pretty intricate.
Wow. So they can actually rebuild a valve from scratch.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's
So they have
true.
all these different techniques. That's really interesting.
So they have all these different techniques. That's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. So like if you have to have this procedure done, what's recovery like? Because I imagine it's like pretty intense.
Well, I mean, it is surgery, but it's not as bad as you think. A lot of people can actually go home the same day
Oh, wow.
or the next day.
Yeah. And then they wear compression stockings for a few weeks just to help with the swelling.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah.
not too bad.
No, they actually encourage you to walk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah.
It helps prevent blood clots.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
you're not just like
Yeah.
laid up for weeks on end.
Right. Exactly.
That's good.
Yeah.
But what about like the risks?
Oh, yeah.
Like you mentioned earlier, there's potential for bleeding and infection and blood clots and that kind of stuff. Like how common are those things?
Well, the good news is that it's actually pretty rare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they take a lot of precautions to prevent those things from happening.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, no surgery is completely risk-free,
Right,
right?
right.
So, like, is it worth it?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you think about the benefits, like you can really improve your quality of life.
If you can get rid of the pain and the swelling,
And you
or
can, walk around and do the things that you enjoy doing without having to worry about your legs hurting or swelling up.
And you know, the studies have shown that it's really effective.
Okay.
Like, not only do ulcers heal, but most patients see a significant reduction in pain and swelling.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it really can make a big difference.
Yeah, it really can.
I remember you mentioned something earlier called a prosthetic sleeve.
Oh.
Yeah. What's that?
So sometimes they'll use this thing called a prosthetic sleeve, and basically it just gives the repaired valve a little extra support.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like a scaffold.
Okay.
Yeah, and it helps it maintain its shape and function over time.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's made out of this biocompatible material, so it's not like it's just some foreign object in there.
Right.
It's meant to, like, integrate with the body.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So going back to the Rain Center.
Yeah.
They obviously do deep venous valve reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
But what other kinds of things do they do?
Oh, they do all sorts of stuff for venous conditions.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like sclerotherapy for varicose veins.
Oh.
And then they even do venous stent placement if you have a blocked vein.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they even have treatments for lymphedema.
So they really are like the experts on veins.
Pretty much, yeah. They really know their stuff. And like,
that's awesome.
I think they're like really committed to research and innovation, which is why they're doing all this cool stuff.
That's really cool. Well, this has been super informative.
Yeah.
I feel like I've learned a lot.
Good, glad.
About veins.
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, is there anything else that we should mention about deep venous valve reconstruction?
I think the most important thing is just to remember that you don't have to suffer in silence.
Okay, yeah.
Like, if you're having problems with your legs,
right,
don't just ignore it.
Yeah.
Like, go and see a specialist.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Don't wait until it gets really bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, good advice. Well, thanks so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, it was fun.
Into the world of veins.
Yeah.
We hope you found it helpful. And remember, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms,
yeah,
don't hesitate to reach out to a specialist.
Yep.
Early intervention is key. Until next time, stay curious.
Yeah, early intervention is key.
So we've talked a lot about like the different techniques they use for deep venous valve reconstruction,
uh-huh,
and the risks and the benefits. But, you know, I'm thinking about someone who's actually like considering having this procedure done.
Right.
What would you say to them?
I think the biggest takeaway is that it's not a one size fits all kind of thing.
Okay, yeah.
Each case is unique. And the Rain Center, they really stress this personalized approach.
Okay.
So they really evaluate each patient individually.
Gotcha.
And take into account all the different factors, like their overall health, you know, how bad their condition is and what their lifestyle is like.
So it's not just about doing the same procedure.
Right, exactly.
On every single person.
And that's what I was really impressed with in Dr. Raju's paper.
Okay.
Is that he emphasized how important it is to choose the right technique for each patient.
Oh, okay.
Whether it's internal valvuloplasty or external, or even that really cool
De
novo valve reconstruction where they actually rebuild the valve.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is.
So why wouldn't they just always do that?
Well, each technique has its own advantages and disadvantages.
Okay.
So the surgeon has to really
carefully consider
all those
things. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's important to find a surgeon who really knows what they're doing.
Right.
And understands all those little details.
Yeah, and someone who's willing to, like, sit down with you and explain everything.
Exactly, yeah.
So what would you say is the most important question to ask a doctor if you're considering?
With all the different techniques and options available, the most important question I would ask is, what approach would they recommend for my specific needs?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's your body. And you want to find the treatment that works best for you and your lifestyle.
Exactly. It's about like finding a treatment that aligns with your goals and all of that.
Exactly.
Well, this has been such an informative deep dive.
Yeah.
I really feel like I've learned so much about a topic that I frankly knew very little about before we started. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And, you know, I think it's really cool that there are places like the Rain Center out there that are really dedicated to helping people find relief from these conditions.
For sure. It's been a pleasure talking to you
about
this. I always love diving into these topics.
Yeah. And remember, folks, knowledge is power.
Yes.
So keep learning. Keep asking questions.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to advocate for yourself. Well, that's all for this deep dive. We hope you found it helpful and insightful. Until next time, stay curious.